Now, from horse riding and hairdressing appointments to library visits and sports, more transport means more regular activities beyond their home. Skills teaching plays a big role in each of the community outings. The importance of road safety, the use of traffic lights, how to choose from a menu or pay for an item in a shop. These are all independent skills people can practice and achieve in the community. All of this is part of the reason that transport plays such an important role in the lives of the community of St. Mary's of the Angels. There's new buses coming, and with me on the line to talk about this, and with me to in our studio here in Killarney to talk about this and what it means for the service users, is Patrice O'Neill, Interim Disability Manager of Cork Kerry Healthcare, and Nora Brosnan, who's with St. John of God's. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for talking to us on the programme. Patrice, if I can start with you, tell me about the new buses for residents of St. Mary's, and what it will mean for them and what it does for them.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks very much for having us in this morning, and I suppose we're very happy to share this good news story. I suppose the background to this is that in late 2021, HSE Cork Kerry Disability Services, we welcomed the allocation of once-off national funding that allowed for the purchase of these buses. Now, the funding allowed us to update some aged vehicles across a number of agencies, Cork Kerry, not just John of God's, but I suppose we're here today to put it out there, the impact that the purchase of these vehicles have made to the lives of the service users in St. Mary the Angels. It allowed John of God's to purchase two extra vehicles for their day in residential services, and it has made a huge difference to that.
Okay. Nora, what does it mean for the residents, these new buses, and tell me about the kind of trips that get provided and what it does for them.
Gerard, this is a fantastic story, really. You know, we have a social and recreation programme that operates over in St. Mary the Angels, and that programme really is all about supporting people to get out in the community and do ordinary things in ordinary places, you know, and to do activities of their choice. And for people who might know what their choice is, to give them the opportunity to sample activities in the community to decide, well, this is for me or this is not for me, and like to pursue that, you know. These vehicles, you can't operate a rural service without vehicles, and can't get out and about without that. So these vehicles are essential to the social and recreation team. It was a pilot project we set up 3 years ago, and very, very quickly the recreation programme became very, very successful, you know. We went back to the HSE and knocked on the door to look at expanding the programme, and we now today have 6 staff fully supporting residents to get out and about in the community. 52 residents benefit from this programme every week, and they work alongside their colleagues to support the residents to go out and participate in ordinary activities.
And this gives them the freedom to go on day trips, not to have to be clock watching, worrying about getting back on the public transport that was been there previously. They had the freedom, overnight trips, all those sort, opening up a whole new world to the residents, I suppose.
100%. The enthusiasm and buzz from this programme is fantastic. Residents have been away, they've been to Galway, they've been to Kilkenny, they've been to Dublin on overnight trips. And there's lovely stories out of this. One resident recently flew to Dublin, and spent his day up there, and I'm reliably told now that the plan is that was a training exercise, and he hopes to go abroad as part of the programme in the coming time, you know.
Yeah.
It's about sampling and all of that. The vehicles have allowed people to go out and do activities. For some people, it's opened up new horizons. Some people are actually now, which is aside from the programme, done some work sampling outside in the leisure centre here in Killarney. They've been very supportive where somebody's gone to do leisure sampling. We have people who go out and give back to the community and have done a little bit of volunteering in St. Vincent de Paul in Killorglin, and also down the hairdressers, James the Barbers in Killorglin, has supported somebody for some work sampling there. But they do a very wide variety of activities. We have people going to personal trainers in the gym, you know, going out and doing the stuff we all like to do, Gerry, really.
Sure.
You know, teas, coffees in the community, meeting family and friends. So it's opened up a whole new world, really.
Yeah, certainly has. But listen, look, yesterday I spoke to service user Padraig about the bus service and about what it's like going out on trips. Just a short few words with him, and I spoke to him and asked him where he likes going on the bus. And you like going to Tralee?
That's right, Gerry.
What do you do there, Padraig?
You know, the Radio Kerry.
Oh, you can go visit Radio Kerry. Very good, very good.
Everyone has a turn.
Everyone has a turn, don't they?
Oh, yes. Is that what you like about the bus? Everybody has a turn?
That's right.
Yeah.
And who else is on the bus with you, Padraig?
and just Reese.
Yeah.
He does all.
Where did he go dancing one night?
He does no dancing at all.
He went to the disco though, didn't he?
He did.
He did. He went to the disco on a concert, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. And Patrick, tell the jury about how you get on the bus.
I'm on the back of the
The list, yeah.
Very good. Well, listen, look, Padraig, thanks so much for talking to me today, and I know you're looking forward to see the new bus and to go on it, yeah?
Thank you.
Great. There you go, that's Padraig, service user there with St Mary's Angels in Burford, and Emma, his helper, helping him out with that interview. And I suppose, Patrice, that's an example there. He gets on the bus by way of a lift at the back. They're fully specialised, equipped, safe buses for them to operate.
Absolutely. They purchased the appropriate wheelchair accessible buses, which has allowed them to go out and about. And I think even from a HSE perspective, it's great to see the end result of the funding that has been made available and the impact it has made. So I think it's a really good news story.
Nora, this is about independence primarily, I suppose, for the residents.
Absolutely. It's about independence and broadening people's horizons and giving them the opportunity to, you know, to have fun. We're all here for a good time, not a long time. And this programme definitely delivers a good time to the men and women in St Mary the Angels.
That's for sure. Well, listen, look, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about it. It's a great service. Great to hear how it came about and the benefit it's having in the lives of service users there. And thanks so much for talking to us in the programme.
Thanks, Sherry.
That's you
The situation there, the new bus service, the new buses that are in place in relation to that. Patrice O'Neill, Interim Disability Manager with Cork Kerry Healthcare, and Nora Brosnan, Interim Operations Manager at St John of God's.